Blog Talk Radio.
The views and opinions of this show do not reflect the views and opinions of the WC Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, turn your TVs off and your radio up. It is time for Behind the Screen Radio Show.
Episode of Behind the Screen. I am Dan, your host, and with me in the studio, I've got a couple of special guests with me, and I'm excited about this. Of course, on the phone, we also got the fabulous Miss D-May, who we will be bringing in here very shortly. But I want to tell you about the guests I have in the studio with me. First, off to my right is a good buddy of mine. I've known him probably since I moved to Tennessee. I used to work with him back when we actually did some work. ladies and gentlemen, I want to introduce you to my special guest host for tonight and a good buddy of mine, Jeremy. How's it going, Jeremy?
Hey, it's going all right. How's everybody doing tonight?
Hey, it's a wonderful evening.
Absolutely. Beautiful day out today.
Oh, it is. It's awesome. Dude, yeah. I'm excited to have you here.
I'm excited to be here. It's been a dream of mine for a long time now.
I mean, considering the show's only been off for a little while. But no, I've wanted to have you on the show for quite a while, back when I had my other show.
Absolutely.
You called in a couple times, but I've been trying to get you down here to actually be in the studio with me.
Oh, well, definitely. I've been wanting to do it, so I'm excited, a little bit nervous, but ready to do this.
It's going to be a blast. We're going to have fun tonight, I'm telling you. It's going to have fun. Anyways, ladies and gentlemen, my next very special guest, and I say very special guest because today happens to be his 16th birthday, and I want to give a big, huge shout-out and a very happy birthday to not only my son, but honestly, ladies and gentlemen, he is a good friend of mine. He was my co-host last week, and he's a co-host of mine this week. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to introduce you to the birthday boy, Austin.
Hi.
You got to speak up a little bit. The microphone's right here.
Yep, 16 now. Birthday boy was definitely the word I wanted for that.
Anyway, I mean, since you're really not going to talk, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm great. I'm fantastic. I'm excited to be here. I'm excited for this show. The movies I'm not so excited about.
I really hope our audience is ready for this action-packed movie we're about to talk about.
I hope they are. This is going to be a whirlwind show.
Michael Bay has nothing on this.
Right?
Really?
Michael Bay ain't got shit on these movies.
Oh, shit.
So anyway, before we jump into the movies, I want to talk a little bit about this week. So first, Jeremy, I want you to... shit. Sorry. First... how was your week?
It was okay. Had a good week. Work went well. Got good news. Had my son's birthday party Saturday. And
awesome.
Then after that, come over here and had one of the most kick-ass nights I've ever had in my entire life. And, I mean, if it's okay, I'll go ahead and spill the beans.
Go right ahead.
Real life Black Ops laser tag. And it's exactly how it sounds, ladies and gentlemen. Real life Black Ops Laserdisc. You could get kill streaks. You can call in airstrikes. It was the shit.
I forgot there was boxes. I didn't do anything.
There's little boxes all over the playing field where you can just run to and push a button and it gives you a special weapon.
Get lasers amazing. And grenade launchers.
Gatling
and...
guns. I mean, just freaking awesome. Yeah, everybody got their own little name. So, it was just, I don't know, man. It was really cool. I was really excited about it.
Firestorm was my name.
Firestorm. I was Dr. Doom.
I was the Hulk.
The Hulk.
No, I was Cyborg. I'm sorry. I was Cyborg. So, but yeah.
That being a part of that last night, though, that was really... I mean, my legs are jello today. I'm running around because, you know, I was trying to keep up with a bunch of teenagers and... That just wasn't happening. So I camped out a whole bunch, and I got, you know, terrible. I got my ass reamed about it.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm old, and I don't give a shit, so.
Well, I will say last night was an absolute blast. I mean, everybody, we had kids there from 7 years old to, I mean, I was probably the oldest one there, 40. But, I mean, it was a blast. You had this little thing that you put around your head, or if your head was too small or too big, you put it around your neck. You had this big-ass gun that you carried around, and, I mean, it was... I mean, you just ran around and shot people. I mean, the only bad thing about it last night was when I did my unintentional combat role. Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't know what I'm talking about, and you probably don't because, you know, I probably haven't told you the story, but, so in my backyard, I've got this space where a trampoline used to be, and it's kind of like a place dug out on the side of a hill. And I'm running away and I've got two, you know, 14-year-old girls chasing me with laser tag weapons shooting at me.
Neither of them were 14.
Okay, 15?
Sure.
Okay. We'll go with 15. I don't know. Teenage girls. Anyway. And then they're both running after me. And of course, you know, like a little bitch, I'm running away. And I go to take a step and I missed the step. And yeah, I went tumbling down. Did a little nice little combat roll, injured my already messed up knee, and all I could hear behind me was, "Oh my God, are you okay?" Tee hee 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 hee.
Well, be happy that they initially was concerned that you fell and not immediately laughing, you know, because I would have done the same thing. Had I seen it, I would have been like, "Dude, you all right? You busted your ass."
I mean, it shows something about their character to be like, "Are you okay?" You know, but not while they're, you know, not while they're going, "Tee hee, are you okay?" Tee hee hee.
I fell on a spike if it weren't as flat as it was. It's like a little metal rod, but the bottom of it was, but the top of it was flat because you have to hit it with a hammer. And
right.
I fell on that. Right on my back.
Right on your back.
Damn.
But it was so much fun. I got it. Now I have a combat wound.
Right.
Won't forget that birthday.
No. Seriously, the coolest thing about last night, when we did the team, what was it, five of us?
Yeah, five.
Yes, the last
okay,
game.
The last
five
game.
Of us.
Five against 15.
All right. Yeah.
Four adults and one 16-year-old.
Yeah, against everybody else in the group.
Now, before you continue, I want to cut you off real quick. I'm sorry. Because I have to tell everybody, there was like 20 people.
Oh, yeah.
Playing.
This is a big game.
Yeah.
This is, we did all sorts of teams and swapped the teams back and forth, changing them out like every other game and stuff. And it was a really great time. We did some free-for-all, everybody against everybody.
I just wanted everybody to get the scope of where you're going.
It was big. This was like in a cul-de-sac neighborhood and just covering several yards. Like, you know, we had free reign all over the neighborhood, basically. It was pretty cool.
Anyway, continue with your story. I apologize for
But so, on the last game, we're, me and Dan here, we're behind a car, and I'm squatting down, going one direction. He's over top of me, doing another one, and, you know, it was just cool as shit to me. It's like, all I could think about was, like, this is how it would probably really go down if me and him were ever in a gun battle. Like, we'd be back-to-back, you know, popping, you know.
I just want to say, I figured out your little cheat, because there were so many people on our team that there was only five of you. So if we were to shoot all five of you at once, that's five kills. But then you have 10 seconds where you guys can't get shot, and then you're able to plan and stuff. There was 15 of us that you could shoot.
Yeah,
that's why you won.
Definitely, there was more targets on our, absolutely. But if you think about it, there were so many of you guys, you should have kept us down. I mean, as soon as we came back alive and respawned, y'all should have been.
Yeah, you should have kept us
pinned
out.
There's no way.
We remember whenever we had all five of you cornered.
Oh, yeah.
On a car.
Yeah, that was right at the end.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, that was hilarious.
They were trying for the comeback, but, you know, was it 176 to 122 or 24
yeah,
or whatever?
Like that, there was
yeah.
no way. I mean,
guys,
just
we pushed
battle.
You guys into a corner, though. You tried to
hey,
run away and started
good.
Killing people,
you
and I just
good.
Went, I was just holding you there as I was dead or holding you there as you were dead.
But just think about the fact that four old men, four broke men, and one teenager beat the crap out of you and your friends and your siblings.
Well, that one teenager got the top score every single round.
No.
I
would say Dr. Doom over here.
Yeah, Dr. Doom
got
the
top
round.
Score every round.
Yeah,
almost every
absolutely.
Round. But
okay.
still,
I
it's
was top
the fact
three
that
for what,
on,
the whole 2.5 hours we did that
yeah.
round?
On your team, though. Whenever he was on your team, he got bigger.
He did you good, absolutely. But
it was the fact that there was five of us against 15 of you, and we still not only managed to win, not only did we win, we beat you by over 50 kills.
He had
nothing.
The first round we played, the first round we played, I was like, oh, I got 19 kills. Nice. And then you were like, oh, I got like 22. And then he comes around the corner, I got 108.
Oh, I just got 108 kills. Not a big deal. I mean, hey, it is what it is. Excuse me.
But man, I tell you, that was such a blast last night. My legs are jelly today, running around. My knees are hurting because I did a lot of squatting, you know, posting up. But it was a great time, and I would highly recommend to do that. That was a lot of fun, fun for all ages, too.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we had the whole family together, and it was great.
So I would even say, looking out, because last night, for 2 hours, I felt like a kid again.
Right.
You know, and I'm looking at everybody. Because, you know, like I said, my 7-year-old daughter, my 9-year-old son, my 13-year-old daughter, and we had all of Austin's friends there.
Yeah.
And we had, you know, we had a bunch of us adults. And ladies and gentlemen, I will even say that my wife got out there and played. And she doesn't do this thing. Not only did she play, but she also really, really enjoyed it. Ladies and gentlemen, we are going to have to take a break for a second. We will be right back. No, for some reason, ladies and gentlemen, we're having some technical issues. Go back onto our page and click the link here in about 2 minutes. I don't know, for some reason it's about to cut us off. We will be back in just a couple minutes. Go back to our Facebook page and click on the link or call back in at 718-664-9735.